Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, October 28th through Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. October 28th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, ask your angel to help you to stand guard over the truth in all areas of your life. When the truth becomes compromised, your peace is compromised. My commandments are not negotiable. They do not change to suit the times that you live in. Do not be fooled by Satan to think so. Knowing the truth of my commandments carries with it the responsibility of obeying the truth by obeying my commandments. All people and all nations need to accept the truth of my commandments in order to resolve all the untruths in their lives. That is when true peace will take command of hearts and nations. A note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 19 through 24. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, today I confide to you the great apostasy of souls around the world, hundreds daily, which strike at the core of my paternal heart. Today, I wish to begin a dictation to you through this messenger, which will be a 5-day novena to Mary, Protectress of the Faith. This is a title deemed unnecessary by the local diocesan officials back in the day. I have watched as the faith became more and more compromised over the years, succeeding this unfortunate verdict. I cannot put aside any longer the obvious solution to this tragedy. I will begin with the prayer to be recited daily. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith, and help me to overcome them. Amen. October 30th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, Children, it is true that these days your faith is not upheld as the gift that it is. Faith is not held in esteem, nor valued as important to your eternity. Therefore, today, I am adding this first day of the 5-day novena to Mary, protectress of the faith. Day 1. These days of confusion mark unprecedented disregard for the faith. I invoke you, dear Mother of God, protectress of the faith, stand guard over the faith of my heart and every heart. Help me to see the various ways Satan is trying to destroy my faith through public opinion, social media, and leisure entertainment. Inspire me with ways to avoid these pitfalls. Amen. The prayer to be said every day. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith, and help me to overcome them. Amen. October 31st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 5-day novena to Mary, protectress of the faith, day 2. Mary, protectress of the faith, give me courage to stand up for the faith in the face of modern-day apostasy. Make me your instrument in a world so given over to weak faith and lack of faith. Help me to influence those who oppose the faith. Amen. The prayer to be said every day. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein, protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith, and help me to overcome them. Amen. November 1st, 2022, the Feast of All Saints. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 5-day novena to Mary, protectress of the faith, day 3. Dear Mother Mary, protectress of our faith, teach me always to cherish my faith. Never let me take my faith for granted. Help me to understand in the depths of my spirit what a great gift my faith is. Inspire my thankfulness for the gift of my faith. Amen. The prayer to be said every day. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith, and help me to overcome them. Amen. November 2nd, 2022, All Souls Day. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 5-day novena to Mary, protectress of the faith. Day 4. Dear Heavenly Mother, protectress of our faith, help me to realize that my faith must remain intact until I come to my judgment. Satan knows this very well and does all he can to destroy my faith. Therefore, this must be part of my prayer. Mary, protectress of my most important possession, my faith, stand guard over my heart and my faith, as you would the greatest treasure in the world. Never allow me to forget that it is my faith which separates me from doubts and unbelievers. Teach me to fear all that opposes my faith. Help me in all my efforts to evangelize my faith. Point out to me any people, places, or things which threaten my faith. Amen. The prayer to be said every day. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith and help me to overcome them. Amen. November 3rd, 2022, the Feast of St. Martin de Porres. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, 5-day novena to Mary, Protectress of the Faith. Day 5. Dear Mary, Protectress of the Faith, make my faith as strong as God wants it to be. Increase the true faith in the Universal Church, raising the hierarchy to new levels of knowledge and of purity. Let each one's faith be a barrier against any sin or temptation. Assist souls in maintaining faith-filled lives as a sign to Satan of his waning power. Amen. The prayer to be said every day. Most Holy Mother of God, Mary, Protectress of the Faith, shelter my faith in the refuge of your Immaculate Heart. Therein, protect my faith from any marauder. Expose to me the threats to my faith and help me to overcome them. Amen.